یا راضیہ یا مرضیہ یا سیدہ
For the love of Fatima to Zahra, please say another salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
الصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله فاطمة بضعة مني صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
My condolences to all mu'mineen mu'minat and special condolences to Imam Zaman, Imam of the Age and leader of the Muslim Ummah. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are beginning the days to commemorate the martyrdom of a lady that can be considered as a great role model within the history. A personality that cannot be completed in one majlis, or you cannot speak about this personality in one session. But in all our life, if we speak about Fatima, that cannot be sufficient. She has overwhelming role. And I started with a hadith that is very famous hadith. And I think our children also know that hadith. That Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, Fatima tu bad'atum minni. Fatima is part of me. Sometimes it's translated wrong. Some of people, when they like to translate, they translated as because she was daughter of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So Prophet wanted to say, I am a father and she is part of my heart. So as a father, sometimes he says that piece of my heart. So that is a phrase that can be said. Another time, people, they translated that as part of my body. But when we look at the hadith, it does not seem to that meaning. But there is a meaning that is deeper than that. That Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, Fatima tu bad'atum minni. Fatima is part of me, not part of my body, not piece of my heart, not piece of my soul. But she's part of me. What it means? It means that if I am a prophet, then Fatima is part of my prophethood. If I'm a messenger, she is piece of the message. If I am masoom, she becomes Ismatul Kubra, a greater infallibility. If I am final in this world as prophet, she is inheritor of the final prophethood. If I am knowledgeable, she has my knowledge. If I am wise, she has the wisdom of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Any the attribute, any of the qualities of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Fatima becomes the shareholder with the Prophet, peace be upon him. That is why sometimes not only Shia ulama, but Sunni ulama, and they try to speak about Fatima, like the great scholar Alusi, when he speaks about Hazrat Sayyida Salamullah Alayha.
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad. At that time, he says that if she did not have a short span of her life, that she was been given only 18 years, that after 18 years she departed this world, Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would have said, Khudu Deen of Fatima. Follow the Deen of Fatima to Zahra. He would have named this religion of Islam as religion of Fatima to Zahra, salamullah alayha. That is why she is important. Sometimes when you look at this personality, she is important than any imam, any masoom, although she is an Ismatul Kubra. I was listening to one of the great scholars who is Arif of the time, Ayatullah Hasan Zada Amri, speaking about this personality. He said, I speak in my adhan. Beside I say, Ashhadu anna Amir al Mu'minina Aliyan Hujjatullah. I also say, Ashhadu anna Fatimata Ismatul Kubra. Ashhadu anna Fatimata Ismatul Kubra. And he said, one of the my students or colleagues, he heard that phrase while I was saying in my adhan or iqama. He also started following that. And he went alone and he was reciting the same phrase. And he said that from the other side of the wall, I heard this phrase saying that Ashhadu anna Fatimata Hujjatun ala al-Hujaj. Hujjatun ala al-Hujaj. And he comes and he narrates to Ayatullah Hasan Zada Amri. And he said, I was surprised where this voice can be. And who has said that? Ashhadu anna Fatimata Hujjatun min al-Hujaj. Hujjatun ala al-Hujaj. He says, I started looking at the hadith. And I found a hadith that our sixth Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam has said, Nahnu hujjatullahi alaykum. Nahnu hujjatullahi alaykum. We are the evidence upon you. Wal Fatimatu hujjatun alayna. Allah. that she is hujjatun ala al-hujaj. She is evidence for all the evidences of Aimma alayhim salam. She becomes a certificate for the imamate of Aimma alayhim salam. She is a stamp for the vilayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. She is the bridge between prophethood and imamate. That is why when Prophet peace be upon him speaks, as Ibn Abbas says, I was with the Prophet peace be upon him, and Holy Prophet peace be upon him said those phrases about Fatima, innaha sayyidatu nisa'il alameen min al-awwaleen wal-akhirin, that she is chief of all the ladies from the previous and for the people, those who are going to come later on. وَهِيَ بَضْعَةٌ مِنِّي, and she's part of me. وَنُورُ عَيْنِي, and she's light of my eyes. وَهِيَ ثَمَرَةُ فُؤَادِي, she's fruit of my heart. وَهِيَ رُوحِي, if you like to know that who is the soul of the Prophet peace be upon him, you know, when Prophet peace be upon him says, it's not a joke. He was not just saying, exaggerating something. This is the phrase of Prophet peace be upon him. When he speaks about